Wir haben da das Wolf um den Beis. Bei der Mischne. Sagt der Mischne. Chamisha Tamen de Chamisha Morde. There are five Tamen de Pecha Zinezek. De Chamisha Morde. Habeheima Eina Moedes. Loi Ligach. Loi Ligoif. Loi Loshoich. So negiches, that's the of. Loi ligach, loi ligoif, not to push, loi loshech, not to bite, loi lilboit, not to sit, loi livoit, and not to kick. These are the five tamen. Hashem mo'edes lechel es roilo. Shein is moed to eat something that's roi to be eaten by a behemoth. Haregel mo'edes lishber bederech ilucha. B'sheir ha-mu'et, b'sheir ha-mazik, b'shus ha-nizik, v'ho-odo. So the pashas of the Mishnah is, we said the five tamim, negiche and foretell this, and then we said five mu'odim, shame, regal, if it was, they became mu'odim, these tamim became mu'odim, and then Sher Amazik Bashus Anizik, Lachaira means a Keren Tam Bashus Anizik, and the Mishnah is going according to Rab Tarfin, and holds Mishune Keren Bachotz Anizik, that pays Nezik Shalom the first time. And Odom, these are the five. Hazeiv, Vohari, Vahadoiv, Vahanomer, Vahabalgalis, Vahanochosh. Now we have more muadim. Nomer is a leopard. Others say Baldwus is a cheetah. We'll see later we have a whole sugi exactly what a Baldwus is. Now Ulozo Eimer Bisman Shein Bnei Talbus Eina Muadim. When they were tamed, they were in this gadol. Heitzalodom. So they're not muadim. One can tame these wild animals. But a nochosh is always a mu'ud. Let us see Rashi. Loi ligach bekeren, v'loi ligoif dechifas guf. V'kulu have told the keren. All these are told the keren. Mishalmim chatzi nezek. Harei chamisha tamim. So these are the five tamim. V'sheir ha-mu'et gimel pomim ligach v'ilogayt v'ilirbayt v'ilivayt v'iloshech harei hein chamisha mu'odim. So all these five l'shalim nezik shalom. So these five will become mu'odim. U'lagabi mu'et choshim lu'chat. That means when we're speaking about each case bazunda, negiche is atam, revitze is atam, neshiche is atam. So we elaborate and we say each pula is a tam, it only pays chatzi nezek. But now we're saying all these five pulas, if they were done three times, they were huat, so all these five pulas become muadim to the three times. So this is called one of the muadim. Gabi muad choshev luchat. We're saying what makes a muad. That we can make from a tam amuid through ados eidim. Hilkach chodemilso. This is considered one muid. V'sheir hamazik v'shus hanizik. V'afilu keren tam havikimuid. V'shalim nezik sholom. That's a keren tam if it was mazik v'shus hanizik, it pays nezik sholom. V'odo, harei chamisha, u'bebalei chayim kamayri, we're speaking about balei chayim. Lochi leichoshiv b'reveish, u'lekamen porchamay leichoshiv ha'ri v'adoif, and we have more muadim. Harei eilu muadim. So Rashi says, afilu b'neshiche, u'bechol nizokim. That means, even though we said before, if a behemoth will bite, that's called, the first time it's called atam, it only pays chatzi nezek. But if an ahi will bite, a doi will bite, this is called a muet the first time. Hafilu b'nishich, b'chol nezokin, u'mishalmin b'aylim shalehem nezik shalem. And the b'aylim will pay nezik shalem. Shein b'nei talbosh, shegidlon odom b'beisa. Now, before we go to the Gemara, I would like to just quickly see a Gemara and after Zion on the base, and then see a Tosfos and after Zion on the Aleph, and then we'll understand Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos, and that what it says in the Mishnah, Hazeiv, Vahari, Vadoiv, Vanomer, Vabaldalis, Re'elu Mu'odim. Let us just see that after Zion on the base. Now this is the last word on the third line on Tezayin Amid Beis. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Ari Bershus Aram. You heard an Ari Bershus Aram. Doras the Ochal. If he was Doras and Oichel. Doras and Oichel means as follows. He doesn't kill the behemoth. Doesn't want to have stale meat. He wants to have real fresh meat. So that means the behemoth he's eating up, he's taking off limb by limb. The behemoth is still alive, and he's eating limb by limb. That's how an ari eats. That's how an ari eats. Doras ba'ochal. So this is shame. This is how an ari eats. Potter. So he's potter. That's how it is, because it's shame b'shus harabim. So memele, he's potter. Toraf ba'ochal. But what is if he didn't eat normally? He killed the behemoth first. He had some humanity in himself. First he killed him. He should take off limb by limb and eat him, and he's still alive, and he's... No, he first killed him, and after he killed him, then he started making a meal out of him. Torah v'ochal chayev. Then he's chayev. So what does Rashi say? The lavu chayu. Let's see what Rashi says. Let's see the first, the second line. Dorash shaloi holgo. He didn't kill the animal. Elo mechayim ochlo. He ate it while it was still alive. Potter. Dorcheyo. That's how a lion eats. V'shein b'shul sarabim potter. So shein b'shul sarabim is potter. Torah shaholgo v'yochlo. But what happens if he killed it and then he ate it? Chayiv b'rshus harabim, the lav ulchei, this is not ulchei, the third of the kerenu, who mishalim chatzi nezik b'rshus harabim. So, Mameo, this is not a normal eating. A lion doesn't eat like this. Psaza edelkeit, to first kill the animal and then start eating. That's not shame. That's not the way normally a lion eats. This is Karen. This is Mishunadik. Mishunadik. So then that's Karen. So then Bushus Harab will pay Chatzi Nezik. Just let's go a little further. Lememre, the treife lavuchehu. You're telling me it's not the derech of an ari to be toiref, to kill the behemoth first and then to eat it. Vachsiv aye toiref bidei guroysov. An Aryeh kills for his small children. So the Gemara says, yeah, Bishvil Guraysov. And what should do? For the small children, he should schlep this Lebedeke Behem over there. For the small children, he kills it and then brings it for the small children. For himself, he can make sure he'll eat it here piece by piece, Ava by Ava. But for the children, he kills it and then brings it to them. Mechanek, he chokes it, Liliv Oysov, for his wives. Also, he doesn't bring them, alive behemoth. So he says, yeah, Mishvil Liv Oysov, that's true. For the wives, he take it, kills it first, that they shouldn't have any problems. V'yamale Teref Choyrov, and through Tirfe, he kills, that his residence should be full of meat, to store meat. Mishvil Chulov, Choyrov, that's true. So the Gemara says like this. That means the normal oifen of an ari is to eat it limb by limb. Unless he doesn't have an intent to eat it now, he has an intent to bring it for the children, for the wives, he wants to store up on meat, then he'll kill it. But if he'll eat it right now, and he'll kill it first, that is not shame, that's mishunadik. So then you'll pay a filo bishus harabim chatzi nezik. But a normal drisa bishus harabim yapota, this is shame bishus harabim. Now let us see the bottom toisvus and after zayin amad aleph. Bahanochosh harei eilu ma'odim. So we have over here, Hashem Adis Lachal Asaroy, no, Hazay Bariv Adav Nama Babardos Manachosh, Rei Eilu Mo'odim. So again, let's remind ourselves, Rashi said, the Mo'odim, Tulun Nishiche Ubechol Nizokin. They'll go and bite, and they'll be mazik, they pay nezik shalom. Taisva says, Lav Bechol Inyone Hezik Chshivu Mo'odim. No, let's not take this as a blank statement. That when the behold, the way Rashi said, that every nezik they're mu'at to do, they're mazikim, ela kol echad b'midi d'uchei. No, he's a mu'at from what his nature is to do. Kigoin shebo zeiv v'tolav. A wolf does not have the rishis to eat an animal limb by limb, a wolf first kills it and then eats it. Ari v'doras, but an ari, ulchei is that he takes it limb by limb. Oitoraf le'niach, or he goes and kills it if he wants to store the animal. Avol b'midi de'lav ulchei, something when it's not the derech of the ari. K'goin ari she'toraf v'ochal, an ari went and killed an animal and then ate it. V'chein shar hezek is or another hezek to lavo chayu lehavu mu'odim denam mu'odim elam mishalmim chatzi nezek that they pay chatzi nezek ubemidi do chayim de mishalim nezek sholem and therefore we said that ulchei pays nezek sholem einu davke bechotzan nezek so the whole ulchei means we're speaking about shame. That it is that we're speaking about for a lion to eat, to devour an animal limb by limb, that is shame. Bishus ha-nizik yopay nezik sholem, bishus ha-rab miyopota. The mishalim nezik sholem, hayne davke bechotzer ha-nizik. Avo bishus ha-rab miyopota, davi shame bishus ha-rab. Kidam mashmul b'gmora, ari bishus ha-rab doos vachol pota. So, mu'odim means, if it's mu'id, that's ulchei, to eat like this. That's the mu'odim. Ma b'chol mili, he's a mu'id. Yeah. Taisa b'chein shar hezekis. Taisa says achile. If he doesn't eat the way he normally eats, bechein shar hezekis or other hezekis, some say he was mazik, the lav ulchayu lehavu mu'odim. So then they pay chatzi nezek. And Taisus brings the gemara. Ba'filu nochash. Now it says nochash is also a mu'od. So if Taisus says that ari is a mu'od when he eats, that's shame. You know he's killing the baim, but that's how an ari eat, that's how Zev eats. Ba'afilu nochosh she'enei nene minishichosai. A nochosh is not nene minishichos. When a nochosh bites, he doesn't derive any enjoyment from this. Kimrine per kama de tainit, shemiskapzo iskol achayis eitzel a nochosh. Ba'imris loy ma hano yesh locho. What hano do you have? So he doesn't have any ano whatsoever when he bites a person and kills him. So this lechayre is lechayre kavanosi lahazik. He wants to go and and kill someone. So Taisa says, no, mikom makin, kiven do ulchei bahachi, but this is the nature of a nachash. A nachash is a born mazik. That's what he does. He bites. He kills. Have kemoy regel. So when a nachash bites, this is not keren, this is regel. This is a nachash. This is what a nachash does. Upata b'shusarabim. Loyavi kemoy keren basar de'iyayiv. It's not keren mood. Afopi de miskaven lahazik. Even though he wants to, when the nachash wants to go and bite someone, he has only one intent, lahazik. But it's not keren. It's not keren mood. It's regel. B'dechoshev le'gabi achinim. So we have here the vayel amiradika machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, Azeiv v'nari is kol azeikes. Rashi says, afilu b'neshicha u'b'chol nezokin. The keren they pay nezik shalom the first time. And here we hear, let's go to the Gemara that Tosfos brought on after Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara of Zayin Amud Beis said that an ari shetoraf pay chatzi nezik. Here we see that an ari pays nezik shom kol hazekis. And here we see that an ari shetoraf pays chatzi nezik. Rashi said klo, mishalom chatzi nezik b'shusarab. So the Shita Mekubetzes explains Rashi beautifully. We'll soon come to Tosfos. Shita Mekubetzes says like this. Rashi held, an ari is a born mazik. It's a mazik. It's a murderer. If an ari bites, if an ari kicks, he's a mazik. This is not stam shvorim becheskeshim or lav becheskeshim. This is like a sher amud. That's his tchuna to be mazik. So neshiche bita rebitze, if an ari does this is nezik shol. And that's what our Mishnah is speaking about. If he was mazik, that's what we're speaking before, a sher. The first time it was mazik, he ain't a mud loy ligach v'loy ligach v'loy loshach v'loy lirbait. That's a sher. An ari is mud ligach. Oh, what? An ari is a born, these animals are born mazikim. So mamela, if they're mazik, they'll pay nezik shalom. Shmuel and after Zion on the base said, but when an ari eats, when ari is doiris, you have to understand what's happening over here. When he's doiris, he is there, he has nothing personal against the animal he's being doiris. He's only doing this to satisfy his hunger. There, it's not kavanos lahazik. There, he is eating to satisfy his hunger. So, mamel that shame. But b'shus harabim, yapota, b'shus hanizik, yapay nezik sholom al shame. What if he's eating in a meshunadika oifen? So that's a meshunadika shame. That means, again, if it was toraf v'ochal, he's eating, he's nothing against this animal, but he's eating in a meshunadik oifen. A meshunadik eshein is keren. That's tam. He's not a buit to eat in a meshunadik oifen. This is shitas Rashi. So Rashi, our Mishnah is not speaking about shame. Our Mishnah is speaking about keren. Our Mishnah holds that these animals are mu'odim mitchilosim to be mazik. They're mazikim. Shmuel and after Zainim at Beis is speaking about. But when he eats, there's a normal way. Hashem wadis lechel asaroyla, to eat things which are aimed to be eaten, and to eat it the way he normally eats it. So this is an achila of doras, is a normal shame. So bipata b'shusarab, achila of treife, is a mishunadikishen b'chayim chatzinezik. This is shitas Rashi. Tosfos held there's no such thing. There's no such thing that an ari, a nachosh, is a born mazik. A nachosh is He's not Karen either. It's not Karen. Anochash is regal. That's his tchune. His tchune is to bite. That's the tchune of Anochash. So Memelus, that's regal. That's his mahus. Will be potter b'shusaram. And that what it says, Azeiv Ari is chayiv nezek sholem, al tshein. It's only chayiv al tshein. That's what we're saying. It's chayiv al tshein. So if like the Shita Mekabetzis on Tosfos, so it comes out as follows. That when it comes to be mazik, the kavanosei lahazik. An Ari wants to be mazik, according to Tosfos, how much will he pay? Chatzi nezek. If an Ari eats normally, you pay nezek sholem. So what is, what, how are you differentiating between an Ari and a behemoth? By behemoth, it's also the same thing. Chamisha, a behemoth ain't a muadis, loy ligach, v'loy ligach, v'loy loshech. A behemoth is not a muad to be mazik. It's a tam. So you tell me the same thing an Ari. If Ari wants to be mazik, it's a tam also. It's not a muad. And what do you say? Oh, you know, an Ari is a mu'ud if he eats it. If he eats normally, who's doras? No, a behem is also a mu'ud lechel sarayla. Good, they have different diets and different menus, but there's no difference at all between an Ari and a sher. So what are you saying? Hazei v'ari v'adoi v'anoma v'abardu v'anoch ishei mo'odim et chilosa. Mam is the same like all other behemoths. It's a moiridike kasha that the Shita asks on Shita Satais. It's like Rashi, it's moiridike. So the Shita says a very interesting teres. No. There's a difference in shame. Taka, the Mishnah is speaking about shame. There's a difference in shame between another behemoth and an Ari. We heard yesterday that kalbe da'ochle imri rav revi, that's a mishnahdike shame. That means a kelev, even though it's hungry, but a kelev will never start up with an animal that's bigger than him. So memele, so the shein of an animal is only when it's they're the same size. But if they're bigger, then that's not shein. A shein mehedis lechel saroyla, roila does not only mean that it will eat to something that's edible. It will only eat something that it feels capable of starting up a fight with. But a kalba da'ochle imre rav revi, that's not roila. It should start up with an imre rav revi. So that is not shame. And a ri is not scared of anything. It could be an elephant. It could be a giraffe. He's not scared of anything. So that's how the Mishnah is differentiating between an Ari and a behemoth. We're speaking about shein tak. We're not speaking about the shein of an Ari is different. That's a Taisus Lemshat. The shein of an Ari is different than the shein of all other animals. All other animals, it's only called roila if they feel equal to the behemoth they're going to be mazik. They're the same size. An Ari, there's no such thing. A Lev Ari, that means he's not scared of anything, not size, not strength. That's the Chiddush. So the shein of an Ari is called shein, and it's not called Mishunah. That's how the Shita says Pshat and Tosfos. Now, let us go to the Gemara. Midiktani. Zok de Gemara, midiktani hashein mu'edes lechel. We started speaking about shein, and it's a mu'ed, mechlal, b'chotzer ha-nizik haskinen. So if you tell me hashein is chayiv nezik sholem, ha-kochach we are speaking about, that it was mazik b'chotzer ha-nizik. Uktani, we learned, behema eina mu'edes l'shalem kulei. And we said before, now we started off chamisha tamim, and a behema is not mu'ed l'shalem kulei, avul chatzi nezik m'shalem. It pays chatzi nezik. So we're speaking about, we're differentiating between keren, the first bove was keren, we say pays chatzi nezik. The second bove is shein, we say pays nezik shalem. And if we say shein pays nezik shalem, so kocha we are speaking about pishus hanizik. And va'afal pi came, but keren pishus hanizik pays chatzi nezik. So the first bove of the Mishnah that differentiates between negiche and shein, that saying even though shein pays nezik shalem, but keren pays chatzi nezik, we're speaking about pechotzer hanizik. Is money rabbonim? He says going according to the rabbonim. The Omar, the rabbonim hold mishune keren tam. Bechotzer hanizik chatzi nezik u de mishalem. It pays chatzi nezik. Now let us aim a safe. Now we go to the chomish moadim. We hear v'sher hamuit. That's good. V'sher hamazik b'rshus hanizik v'odom. Asher hamazik b'shus hanizik means keren b'shus hanizik. Also, so here it's saying that's a Rashi sepshat in the Mishnah. Afilu keren tam ha'avikimud l'shalim nezik shom. That's a tight sher hamazik b'shus hanizik. Also, l'rab talfin. So the safe is going according to rab talfin. Doma mishune keren b'chotzer hanizik nezik shalim u de mishalim. Frekte gemore reiche rabbonon b'sefer abtarfen. It's very modne. Every one Mishnah, we start off like the rabbonon, that keren b'chotzer hanizik pays chatzi nezik, and we end off with abtarfen. Zog the gemore in, yet no problem. The omer le shmuel rabbi Yehuda, shmuel told rabbi Yehuda, shinene choref, shvoit mas nisim b'toa basroi. Don't mutcher yourself to try to figure out how the reisha stims with the seifer. Listen to what a hawailam shat. Reisha rabbonon, the seifer rabtaf. Not takib shat. The Mishnah is telling us the shita's chachomim and the shita of rabtaf. Let us see Rashi. Uketonia beheime eina muedes, loy ligach, veloy ligoy. Al mekeren, bechotzer anizik, chatzi nezik u de mishalem. So Shmuel said, you're right, it's Reisha Rabbonon, the Sefer Abtav. Rabbi Lozor Mishmei de Rav Oma, Rabbi Lozor said a different Malach. Kulo Rabtavani. The whole Mishnah is going according to Rabtavani. And Einach Hanami, according to Rabtavani. Keren Bechotzer Anizik, Peis Nezik Sholom. The Reisha, but the Reisha is speaking about that it says Keren pays Chatzi Nezik, even though Shein pays Nezik Sholem. We're speaking about a Rishus that Legabi Shein it is Chotzer Nezik. And Legabi Keren it is not Chotzer Nezik. It's equivalent to Rishus Harab. Reisha Bechotzer HaMiyuchedes LePeiris LeEchod Mehem. The Reish is speaking about that one person has permission to store his peiris there. So legabi peiris, it's a chotzer anizik. It's not a shutfistike bailis that both shutfim could bring their peiris there. Only one shutf has a right to store his peiris there. So legabi the peiris, if the behemoth will eat it, it's called Shein b'chotzer hanizik. Lezeh v'lozeh l'shvorim. But legabi shvorim, it is considered, that means, but if one sheir was mazik, the other sheir, so this is not called, that means both had reshus to bring the shvorim there. So legabi shvorim, legabi keren, you can't say it is called chotzer hanizik. Chotzer hanizik means that he had no right to bring in the sheir into this chotzer. If I can, I had a right to bring in my sheir. You had a right to bring in your sheir. So legabi keren, it's equivalent to reshus harabim. Legabi shein, it's considered a chotzer hanizik. Legabi shein avi lo chotzer hanizik. Rabbi Karen Havi Rishu Saram. So Memele, so Rabbi Lozer said, Efekert, the whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Talfin. And the reason in the Reisha, the Karen pays Chatzi Nezek, because Lagabi Karen, it was not a Chotzer Nezek. It was Lezer, Lezer, Leshvorim. I had a right to bring in my Karen into this Chotzer. Zogt Rashi, Kula Rabbi Tarfani, Vereishe Lav Bechotzer HaNizik Gmur Askina. We're not speaking about a pure Chotzer HaNizik. We're speaking about a partial Chotzer HaNizik. B'shemoch Iktoni Ein Moedes. That's why if we're not speaking about a pure Chotzer HaNizik, so when it came to Karen, we said Ein Moedes. If it's not a real chotzer anizik, so why you pay nezik sholem? It's speaking about that it was miyuchid for the nizik leperis. The nizik is the only one that can bring his peris into this chotzer. So therefore, the gabi, the mazik of shame, it is considered a chotzer anizik. Ubekeren chatzi nezik v'sulai. But by keren, you only pay chatzi nezik. Mishum de lo shvarim u rishus lushneyem. By shvarim it is rishus lushneyem. I have a right to bring my share into the chotzer. You have a right to bring your share into the chotzer. So melo chrishus harabim domye. So it's like a rishus harabim. So this is Shitas Rashi we had before. That Rashi said that if it's miyuchid leperes lechad leshvorim leshneyem, so it's considered a reshus harabim legabi keren, the reshus hanizik legabi shein. Now let us see Tosfos kula Rabbi Talfani. So just like Tosfos before, and that Yudalad Amad Aleph was chaylik on Rashi, Tosfos held. If it's Rishus Lazel Lazel Peiris, so it's Zichra Potter and Shame. So Taisa says we have to make the same gears that we made before. Ochinami Golsinim Bim Yuchedes Le Echod Miam Le Peiris, that's our gears also. Veloy Lazel Velozel Shvorm, not Lazel Lazel Shvorm the way Rashi says. If it would be Lazel Lazel Shvorm, it wouldn't be called the Chotzer HaNizik. Veloy Lazel Velozel Shvorm. So what is Pshat? So legabi shein etzicha chotzer nizik. That's poshet because no one has any right to bring in their shoyl. So b'meila shein b'chotzer nizik. But legabi keren, since none of them have a right to bring in their shoyl into this chotzer, so it's equivalent to a rishus harabim. That means no rights are equivalent to both rights. So b'meila, so this is a legabi keren. It is a din of Rishus Arabim, then you pay Chatzi Nezek. Legabi Shein, it is Halacha, since it's, you have no right to bring in the Shur here, you have no right to bring in the Shur, so it's called a Chatzar Nezek Legabi Shein. Fractoisvis, Taimer. So according to this Gilse, so Taisvis has a problem. So what's the Gilse? The Gilse is, when are you chayiv by shame? Chayiv by shame, it's loyla zev, loyla zev lishvarim, ulachad lepeis. The mashme, so it seems from this, holishneyem lepeis. What would be if both have a right to put peiris in the chotzer? And loyla zev, loyla zev lishvarim. So what would the din be? The din would be that he's potter. That's how it seems from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, lozeh leperis v'lei lezeh v'lei lezeh lishvorim. V'lei lezeh v'lei lezeh lishvorim. Then the din is that what? That's called a chotzer nizik. Bais tois lozeh v'lezeh lishvorim. Is not called a chotzer nizik, and that's like kushi de rab zeire. Vim kain tivshid mahochet de pligi be kushi de rab zeire. If you look at the baye, v'leil a talmid mesupik, the Talmud is misupis. What is Taisvis asking? So the Tais Rabbeinu Peretz explains. The Gemara before and after Yudalit did not know what Rabbi Loza holds, Loze uleze lepeiris, v'loy loze v'loy loze l'shfarim. Is this called a chotzer hanizik, even though it's loze loze lepeiris, or is it called, because since it's loy loze v'loy loze l'shfarim, it's called a chotzer hanizik, or maybe not. Maybe it's not called a chotzer hanizik because both have a right to put their payers. So the Gemara was mesupik. What Rabbi Loza holds? So Zukta Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz. So now we have here, according to Rabbeinu Tam's Girsa, we could figure out exactly what Rabbi Loza holds. This is a member of Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza Mishmei Derabo. This is Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza said it's called a chotzer anizik if it's lozel peiris v'loy lozel v'loy lozel shvarim. Vais the chayse be lozel lozel peiris would not be called a chotzer anizik. So that's a teime. We have here an offener Rabbi Loza according to Rabbi Netam's Girse. We have here an offener Rabbi Loza, and the Gemara before did not know exactly what Rabbi Loza holds. So this is a problem according to the Rabbi Netam's Girse. Ules for him the Garsi. Fine, that's a problem with my Gilsa. But let's go now according to Rashi's Gilsa. So Taisa says, Ules for him the Garsi, loze veloze lishvorim, koshe ipre. So according to Rashi, loze loze lishvorim, elochad lepeiris, is called a chotzer anizik. The loze uloze lishvorim does not make it ois chotzer anizik. Since it's L'chad l'peiris. Is kashe ipre. The tivshait, the loy pligi b'michedes l'shneim l'peiris v'loy l'shvorim. That means, that's pshat in Taisvis kashe. That means Taisvis held. If loze v'loze l'shvorim, both have reshus to bring in their shvorim. Af al pikein, since it's lechad leperis, it's called a chotzer anizik, even though I have reshus to bring in my share. So avada gevis, if I don't have reshus to bring in my share, and it's lezel lezel leperis, it's here called a chotzer anizik. So bezoi is the tivshet to loy pligi b'michedes l'shneim leperis v'loy l'shvor. Techoshiv lei, if over here it says, that's called a chotzer anizik. Af al pi sheyesh l'shus l'mazik ech michsham shoicha, it's called a chotzer anizik. It's kosh ken heichad eni miuchedis l'shvorim klal, choshiv chotzer anizik, af al pi she miuchedis l'shneim l'peiris. So al koponim, Taisvis is saying that here we have a memra of Rabbi Loza, and however the girse is, I can prove the halacha, what the din will be, lezeh lezeh leperis, v'loy lezeh lezeh leshvarim. According to Rashi, I can prove that this is called a chotzer anizik. According to Taisis, I can prove that it's not called a chotzer anizik, but however the Gil says, I can prove one of the two, and it's meiridik modern. Here we have a member of Rabbi Loza, here we have a member of Rabbi Loza, and the Gemara was Mesupik Rabbi Loza also. However, the Girsa is, I could prove Shitas Rabbi Loza. That's Taisvis Kash. So, Bekitza, Rabbi Loza said over here, the Mishnah is going according to Rab Tarfin. And according to Rab Tarfin, Keren Tam Bechotza Nizek Peiz Nezek Shalom. And that what it says in the Reisha, that Chamisha Tamim is speaking about Legabi Keren, it's not a Chotzer Anizik. This was Rabbi Loza's Einfall. And Memele, you don't have to say that Reisha Rabbonin and Sefer Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Talfin, Kula Rabbi Talfin. Oma Rav Kahane. So if Kahane said, Amrise, Amridik Yelush Einfall, he said over here, Amrisa l'shmaite kame der Rav Zvid menad. I said, oh, but this tick teure der Rav Zvid. Oma loi, oma li, so he asked me, mi motzis mukmes lo kula ke Rav Talfen. How can you say our mission is going according to Rav Talfen? It can't be. Hoktoni, it says in the Mishnah, Hashem mu'edes lechel es haroilo. Shein is mu'ed to eat haroilo. That means, if it eats food, it's chayv nezek shalom. If it's pishus harabim, it's potter. Pishus hanizik, you pay nezek shalom. Ochlo she'ein roilo. What does ein roilo mean? What if a behemoth went and ate ksus v'keilim? It didn't eat food. It ate something else. So you pay. So that's mishune. So then you pay chatzi nezek. Then you pay chatzi nezek. So he says, if our Mishnah is going according to Rav Talfin, and Rav Talfin bechotzer anizik says Mishuneh pays nezik shalom, so how do you learn the Mishnah? You're telling the Mishnah is going according to Rav Talfin, and the Mishnah says och laksus v'keilim. The Mishnah seems to say that if it ate haroila, it is chayim, and that's speaking about bechotzer anizik. And if Eidah ain't a roila, it won't be chayiv. It won't pay nezik shalom. She see, Klo, the Mishnah is not going according to Rav Talf. That was Rav Zvitz Kasha. Be'i Rav Talfin. So that's it. Mimotzis mukmalokulu ke Rav Talfin. Hoktoni Hashem ha'edis lechales ha'roila. Roila en she'ain roila lo'i. That's what it says in the Mishnah, that it's not mu'et to eat any roila, v'i Rav Talfin, if it's going according to Rav Talfin, om mishune kerem b'chotzer nizik nezik shalom mishalem. So any roila, which is kerem, should also pay nezik shalom. So I'm proving to you the Mishnah is not going according to Rav Talfin. Or kaponim, not the way you say the whole Mishnah is going according to Rav Talfin, it can't be. Let us see Rashi. Roi lo in, kigoin peiris v'yarokis. That's what a behemoth normally eats. Shein roi lo lo. Shein roi lo ksus v'keilim loi. The mishuni, v'chatzi nezeku de mishalim. V'yir aptalfen. Havadi, ligabi shein, roi lo speaking about l'shus anizeku. To mi'chedus l'nizik l'peiris akim. To so speaking about mi'chedus l'nizik. And it says, eini roi lo is pays chatzi nezik. So you see, Klor, this bava is not going according to Rav Talfin. So, abgefragt. Before we go further, let us just see the Tosfos on this Gemara. Roi lo in, she'in roi lo loi. He says, Rav Zvid made a diik that the Mishnah says if he ate any roi lo, you're not a mu'it. So you see, Klo, it's not going according to Rav Talfin. Ein la'akshis, dilme hod koma mu'edes, haidu l'shalim min aliyah. That means there's two characteristics from a mu'ed. Number one, a mu'ed pays nezik shalom. Number two, a mu'ed pays min aliyah. Rav Talfin that holds that a mu'ed pays b'chotzer anizik nezik shalom he pays, but you don't pay me gufoy. But you don't pay me Nali, you pay me Gufoy. Fractisus, I bezoy is very good. Hashem, who had this lechel, so roilo, if it ate roilo, it pays me Aliyah. If it ate any roilo, it'll pay me Gufoy. In parentheses, it'll take a pay Nezik Shalom, but it'll only pay me Gufoy. So what's your kasha? So mu'edes and ain't mu'edes means min Aliyah, mi Gufoy. That's what pshat. And this can be going according to Rav Talfin. Hey, lakshis. The mahad the common mu'edes, I know shalman aliyah. V'shein roi lo avo bishem mishalom nezik shalom ki Rav Talfin. Ein mu'ed l'shalom in aliyah. Kedem rinne beperik beis. V'loshen mu'ed shayach al zeh. Mu'ed also does not only mean nezik shalom. Mu'ed also means min aliyah. Kedem rinne hides ein mu'ed v'shem mu'ed. Abohok mivligi de ma'asovah megufi ma'asovah min aliyah. So we see this a Gemara later, that there's Lashenis Mu'ed, Eine Mu'ed,
And mu'ud means aliyah, and ayne mu'ud means migufay. Now, Kolchoch, so Taisu says, you're 100% right. If you learn our Mishnah, you could say maybe that's pshat, and it's mu'ud lecha saroilo, above ayne mu'ud means you don't pay me min aliyah by ayne roilo. But Taisu says, but that's not pshat, not Mishnah. Da kochosh ayne roilo loy misham kim chatzi nezik. The lekamon beperik beis, because there's enough in the Mishnah in the second perik that explains our Mishnah, behed yiktoni, kabi yeshen mu'edis lechel es haroilo, och luxus eikelim, mishalem es chatzi nezek. So we see klar that the Mishnah, the second perek, understood, ein eroilo yipay chatzi nezek. Shepay chatzi nezek, stakocher, the Mishnah is not going according to Reb Tauf. So now we have a problem. We had a steal in the Mishnah. The Reisha seems to say that Keren Bechotzer Nizik pays Chatzin Nizik, and the Sefer says Keren Bechotzer Nizik pays Nizik Sholem. So now we're going to have two terutzim on this kash. Yeah. Elo Loilam Rabbonani. The Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon. Only according to the Rabbon. But there's missing a few words. V'chasuri mechsere v'hochiktoni. Pshat in the Mishnah, we'll see in Rashi how we fit this into the Mishnah. Chamisha tamenheim. There's five tamen. Vim hu adu chamishoson muadim. So that means, so that what it says, we're missing already a few words. Chamisha tamin, let's look in the Mishnah. Vim hu adu, chamisha muadim. So that's the chamisha. I'm not talking about chamisha adu muadim. We're talking about chamisha tamin. Vim hu adu, then these five are muadim. So finished. So the chamisha muadim are the five tamim who became mu'ud. Negiche became mu'ud. It's a mu'ud on Negiche. Revitze became a mu'ud. It's a mu'ud on Revitze. That's the first bav of the Mishnah. Finished. That's where we enumerated chamisha tamim, chamisha muadim. Then it says further, v'shein v'regel mu'odin mitchiloson. Shein v'regel is a mood right away. Fine. That's a new thing. V'shein v'regel mu'odin mitchiloson. V'heichen hada'oson. And where is shein v'regel amu'id? B'chotzer hanizik. It's amu'id b'chotzer hanizik. So let us just say over there, let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's just see how this was all put into the Mishnah. Chamisha tamin, vim huadu, chamisha muadim. Then they have heard that the huadu, they become muadim. Now explaining, how is it a tam? Abayim, emedis, ligach, leligach, leloshech, lelibes, lelibes. Finished. So that's the chamisha tamin, the chamisha muadim. Now let's go further. So till now we're learning of mu'adim of huadu. Hashem mu'edis lechel esaroilo. Shein is mu'ed lechel esaroilo. Regel mu'edis lishper b'derech ha'ilucho. Now, v'sher ha'mu'ed is a real Rabbi Shetaych. That what we said, that this sher is a mu'ed. When is the sher ha'mu'ed? When is shein ha'mu'ed? When is regel ha'mu'ed? V'sher ha'mazik b'shus ha'nizik. You know when the sher is ha'mu'ed? If it was mazik b'shus ha'nizik. That's how Ravina learned pshat in the Mishnah. I just told you there's a new type of mu'ed. There's a mu'ed of shein v'regel. That is only mu'ed b'chotzer ha'nizik. That's how Ravina said pshat in the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi,
Chamisha Taminheim, Negiche, Negife, Neshiche, Ravitze, Bite. Vim Huadu, Chamisha Son Muadim. Vahainu Diktoni, Chamisha Muadim. Chamisha Muadim means Im Huadu, then all these five will become Muadim. This is not one of the five. We mentioned the five already. You have five tamim by keren and five muadim by keren. There's another type of a muad. A muad without a door. That's a muad of shein v'regel. Vahodiktoni Vishair Hamuid Vishair Hamazik Bashusanizik. What is it? Ochikoma. The Hechen had the Osai the Shane Veregal Vishair. This new Muid that I said. Hashem Muedes. This new Muid. Hechen had the Osai the Shane Veregal Bashusanizik. That's it. Chasuri Mechser, and that's Pshat, and that's the way of Talim Pshat in the Mishnah. And everything is going according to the Rabbanan and Shalom al Yisrael. So how did Rabin, how did he want to say? His mask if law Rabin. So that seems Rav Zvit wanted to say this. Mask if lo Ravine. So Ravine asked Rav Zvit, this pshat, this is a Rebbe Shetaych by Bishoyer Hamud Bershus Anizik, means that Shein Veregel is Hamud when it's Chotzer Anizik. That's the Taych Shoyer Hamud Bishoyer Hamazik Bershus Anizik. And Shildik, let's learn the second parik. Hoktoni Lekamon. Shoyer Hamazik Bershus Anizik Keitzad. So the Mishnah says, "Es Machlekes Rav Tafan and the Chachamim Keren Tam B'Chotzer Anizik." He Amrit Bishloima Ayribo. If you'll say Shoyer Hamazik Bershus Anizik means Keren Tam Bershus Anizik, Mishimachi Toni Keitzad. So now we're explaining the halacha we said till now. We're explaining it. Eli Amrit Loy Ayribo my Keitzat. So what's the Keitzat? You say Sher Amazu Bishus Anizik is gematria that Shem Veregelus Chayu B'Chotzer Anizik. So what's the Keitzat in the second Perek, which brings down the Machlokes Rav Tafan and the Chomim by Keren Tam B'Chotzer Anizik. Elo Omar Ravina Chasuri Mechsre. So Ravina said, you're right, we're missing a few words, but we have to juggle around differently. V'hochik Tani. Chamisho Taminheim. There are five Tamin. Vim Huadu, and if they became Muadim, Chamisho Samuadim, if you were Buddha the best. Vishain Varegel Muadim Mitchilosam. Fine. So far so good. So first we mentioned that there's a way at a Keren Tam, if it was Huit three times in Bezen, it becomes a Muit. Then we mentioned Shein V'Regel is a Muit right away. Now let's go further. V'Zehu Sheir Hamuit. Now we're going back to the first case. The first case of Keren that was Huwa three times, that's the Sheir Hamuit that the Torah speaks about. V'Sheir HaMazik B'Shus HaNizik. Sheir that was Mazik B'Shus HaNizik is a new case, Keren Tam B'Shus HaNizik. Machloikis Rav Tafan V'Rabbonam. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. So that's how we're setting all the halachas up. V'yesh mu'odim acherim ki yaitze beilo. Now there's other mu'odim. Hazei, v'ari, v'adoiv, v'abaldolis, v'anomer, v'anochesh. So that is how Ravina wanted to say pshat in the Mishnah. Tanya nami hochi. So Mor says, you know, you were mechavna baraisa. It says in the baraisa, chamisha tamin hein, v'imit. But the baraisa says clearly, you don't need a chasuri mechzeret. Chamisha Taminim. Vim Huadu Chamisha Son Muadim. If they became Muad, Chamisha Son Muadim. Vishain Voregul Muadim Mitchulosa. Shain Voregul Muadim Mitchulosa. Vizeu Shera Muad is going about the first case. Vishera Masid Vishus Anizik Machlikas Abtaf Verabona. V'yesh mo'odim acherim ki yeitzu be'elu. Hazei v'ori adoi v'anomel v'abalvus v'anochosh. So we see klal that the Baraisa says klal, this mahalach that Ravina had said. Ike deromi lo milmo. Others came to this pshat through Akasha. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah Chamisha Tamei Chamish mo'odim. V'su leket is only five. V'ikazei Ori, Vadoi, Vanome, Vabaldos, Vanochosh. Mishani, Omer, Ravinech, Suri, Merse, Vochitoni. That's how we got to Ravine's Malach. Vochitoni. Chamisha, Tamine. Vim, Huadu, if they became Muadim, Chamisha, Osim, Muadim. Vishain, Veregel, Muadim, Mitchilos. Bizeu, Sheramuad is going on the first book. Visheramaz, Bishus, Anizik, Machloikis, Abtafu, Vrabona. V'yesh mo'odim acherim ki yoytze be'elu. There's other mo'odim. Hazei v'ri v'dei v'onome v'abadlus v'anochosh. Let us see Rashi. Hochi garsinen. Maskif lo ravine. Oktoni lekamon. Sher hamazik b'shus anize keitzat. Lo garsinen chode. The chamishet man. That's a tekash. The kash is from later. Oktani lekame berkeitza, tgmaforish lekulu muodin tverkame, mekaforish nami sheramazik b'shus anizekeitza. I amrit b'shloi me'ayri b'keren tam, if you'll say sheramazik b'shus anizek speak ma'keren tam, b'shus anizek b'nezek shon b'perik kame, according to Rav Tarfon, hainde de toni pirushi b'perik beis, keitza, mekaforish plute de Rabbi Tarfon v'rabon. Eloi amret lai ayribo bahai pirke mai keitza da hechikoi. So memele, so that's how the rabbin is slugged up. Reb Zvid pshat. So now he said a different pshat. Vim odach mishos muodim hainu pirush dach mish muodim tisnaam b'mas nisim. That's the chamish muodim. V'shem v'rag muodim chlosim lava minyan koi al muodim toni bozo. וזהו שרמו את הוד אמור ומועד וחמישוס מועדים, זה שרמו את הכוסו בפרשם. As I'm telling you two מועדים, there's a מועד of קרן טעם after three times. There's a מועד of שם ורגל, and I'm telling you, after I explain to you both these מועדים, זה מועד עם שרמו את, we're speaking about the מועד of טעם three times. בשר המזיק, אך לא כסרטף ורבון הפרק שני, והאודם. ויש מועדים, סייפה דמסניסן כמו פורש. Now that's the סייפה, there's other מועדים. ועוד לימונו לו בהד איהני, משום לא כסיבן, כי הנך, doesn't say, בפרש. זאת תגמור הביתה, אומר אבא לא זאת. נצד דמישנה, לא לרבויץ. If a behemoth decides to sit down on something, it's not a mu'ud. It's keren. It's mishunadik. Amar avaloza, lo yishonu elo pachim gdoila. If a behemoth decided to sit down on the large pitchers, that's mishunadik. Avol pachim gtanim ucheyu, on small pitchers, that's the shteg of a behemoth. It sits down on it, so it's regal. It's the shtege for behemoth lalach kedarko l'shaber or l'mayich es ha'odom. It will squeeze. Or the mandas to l'mayich means to sitting on it as ha'odom. As a behemoth, as a kelim. So you see klo that there are kelim that a behemoth is mu'ud to sit on. And here it says in our Mishnah that a behemoth is any more this little bite. So, you have to say that there's a difference between pachim gedolim and pachim tanim. Pachim tanim, it's mu'ud to sit on. That's the b'raise. Behemoth me'edes, l'mayich es ha'kelim. And the Mishnah is speaking about pachim gedolim. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma minatzad. Maybe the, but could be 100% wrong. Could be a behemoth is not muet to sit on pachim ktanim either. In some mele, that would it says anywhere this lil boyitz is speaking about bein pachim ktanim, bein pachim gdoil. Ah, it says in the Baraisa that it's muedis lamaiches a kelim. That means not it's sitting down on the kelim. It's walking and there's not enough space between the behemoth and the keli and the wall. So while walking, it's gonna break the keli because that is smooth. It's when it walks, it doesn't look around twice to see if there's something that might get compressed or smashed through its walking. So that's regal. So trashim. Pachim tanim ulche lirbeitz. Vibratzem bishus rab, turib, shus anizik, haibis nizik shom, the third of the regular. Nay, misaila bay medis lamaych masnisen, tani deinem edis lirbeitz. Elavadai, masnisen, bigdoilem, braise bekelem ktanim, bielodem ktanim, behema ktano, and this is the shteiga bay molsen on top of it. So Mo says, no, it's no rayet rabalosa, dilma minatzad. It's not muedes lamaich through sitting on it. Eliminatzad while it's walking. Shema leches. If it's in the midst of walking, v'yesh betzido kelim, and on the side is kelim, memachosim bein alakaisel, so it will squeeze it. That means it will not in any way move itself up that it shouldn't squash it. V'zui shemarno ezika begufo. Der Chiluche, der Havi, Tildo, der Regel.